You have your Bible. Let's look at a passage of Scripture in Numbers chapter 23. Numbers chapter 23. You may remember the character of Balaam. Balaam was a prophet. Was a double-minded prophet, and we'll look at a couple passages in just a moment in the New Testament that speak to that. But in Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, as Balak was asking Balaam to prophesy against the children of God, Balaam would refuse to do that on this occasion. And you may remember that Balaam here would not speak evil of God. And so look at verse 19, if you will, Numbers chapter 23 and verse 19. This is a great passage to remember. He was correct on this when he says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? So while he was being asked to more or less curse the children of God, he could not do that because God's word was absolute toward the children of Israel. And so that would not happen. You might want to look at 2 Peter chapter 2, though. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15 reminds us, though, that Balaam was an unrighteous man. And he was an unrighteous man because of one particular thing here. He must have been struggling. 2 Peter 2:15 says, regarding many people who have forsaken the right way and gone astray, the principal character of Balaam is mentioned here, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. And Balaam was again a man that loved the wages of unrighteousness. And yet he was a man here in Numbers 23 that could preach the truth on that passage. He was a man who knew who God was. He was not a man that could lie, and his word was sure and steadfast. It would come to pass. And that's very interesting. Another passage, look at Jude verse 11, and just again another couple passages on the character of Balaam in the Old Testament, this guy. Jude verse 11, very similar to what Peter says, but look here at Jude 11, where Jude, speaking of those who in the church, by the way, 2 Peter 2 and Jude 11 are verses talking about first century apostasy. People in the church, leaving the church, and the name Balaam or his character is brought up, and there we're being told why. The wages of unrighteousness there. And look at Jude 11. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward. So again, Balaam was a man that could preach the gospel in some sense. He could preach the truth. He could tell you like it was on that one occasion that God doesn't lie. He's not a man. He will not repent. His word, if he says it, it will come to pass. That's very interesting to me. Very interesting. One more passage on Balaam. Look at Revelation 2, verse 14. Revelation 2, verse 14, the church at Pergamos here. And listen to what was going on at Pergamos in the church. Revelation 2:14, but I have a few things against thee. This is Jesus talking to the church at Pergamos. Because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So there in that passage, you're reminded of Balaam and his doctrine. As again, a man that loved the wages of unrighteousness. He was a man that ran after greed. But a man that could preach the truth, what kind of a person is that? Do we have people like that today? You ever heard of the statement, educated idiots? Well, be sure that you're not one. It's a truism. It's a fact that people can know the truth. You college kids, y'all may go to college and you may get your degrees, which we hope you do, and you may become sophisticated. The word sophisticated has to do with sophistry. Wise in the ways of the world or wise in the ways of your degree field. And that's okay, but that's called the wisdom of the world. Let's not be confused. In 1 Corinthians 1 and 2, it's called the wisdom of the world. And you're going to need some of that wisdom to get through this world, but we sure hope that you won't use that wisdom to subvert the truth of God. Because you'll never outdo God. So I'm amazed at a man like Balaam who in Numbers 23:19 could say such a profound statement that God is not a man that he should lie, or one that will repent or change. If he says it, it will come to pass. How simple is that passage? How simple but profound is that passage? But let me ask you a question, and this is the private, personal, public application. How many people starting last year with the pandemic were soon shaken in their faith and readily willing to listen to sources outside of God's Word to make choices that were not in alignment with what God has always said? You see, it gets pretty personal when you start thinking about it and the influences that we have over us in our life. Balaam, a man that knew who God was, but a man that couldn't overcome his own greed, his own lust. And he goes down in history as a person that is warned of in the first century church. I want to encourage you to not be deceived. The simple point here tonight, again, is to not be allured by philosophies of man, by lies and trickery, the wiles of the devil. You know, the devil's he's sly. He's a trickster. That's what the word wiles means in Ephesians chapter 6. And it's interesting that in Ephesians chapter 6 that Paul would say to the church at Ephesus, the way you overcome the wiles of the devil, the trickery, the subtlety, is to stand fast. To be unmovable. And again, it's amazing to me the people that ran, the people that still run and react so quickly to the world's discourse. And they're so easily moved and persuaded to do things that God would never have said or God would never even think to say. The implications, the inferences that we draw from God's words are the things that must be the motivators in our life. Not any man that's sophisticated, not any politician, president, or anyone else, but God Almighty, who, as Balaam correctly said, does not lie, will not change, will not repent. And if he says it, it will come to pass. And we can depend upon that. And that's the simple message that I have for you tonight. We could talk a lot longer about God's promises in detail, and that would be the second part of this lesson, but because of time, I don't have that tonight. But don't be confused when you meet people who are intelligent and can give you some details of facts, but their actual character is not a person lined up with those facts. Be sure that you're a person that knows the facts and yet you are a person that follows through with those facts and stands fast. Don't be movable, unshakable. We're in a kingdom in Hebrews 12:28. We've received a kingdom that's unmovable. It's unshakable. So don't you be shakable, movable. God stands fast. The whole world might be moving, but not the Lord's church. Not God's kingdom. It's eternal. Heaven and earth shall be destroyed. Matthew 24:35. Think about these words. Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth will be destroyed. But Jesus says, not my words. They will stand through the test of time. They'll be with us in eternity when this is all done with in the eternal kingdom that again is unshakable. I'm watching the world be moving and changing and constantly shifting, and the narrative is here and there. And well, I'm tired of all that. But I love that Bible because it's not shakable. It is not changing. And so you don't be changing. You stick with that Bible, the Word of God. It'll save you if you haven't repented of your sins. Guarantee the promises that you can be saved if you believe. Belief is an action, John 6:29. Herein is the work of God, that you believe on him on whom he hath sent. Make the good confession that Jesus is the Son of the living God, having made your mind up to repent of your sins, to change your lifestyle, and to walk according to this pattern. Become a Christian, molded and unmovable after God Almighty. Immersed in water, obey the gospel. Have your sins washed away in the blood of Jesus Christ, wherein you are put to death, buried with him in baptism, Romans 6:3-5, to arise, to walk in a newness of life. You can leave this very building if you have not obeyed that gospel. The gospel that hasn't changed, the same message that Jesus preached, that the apostles preached, and that we still preach today. And that's why we, as Mike talked about tonight, the one church. That's why we can say confidently, we are the Lord's church, because we're preaching the identical, same message. Unmovable, unshakable. Don't be like Balaam. Don't be like people like that. Be like God. Be like him. And you can do that. If we need to help you, pray for you as a child of God, if you've fallen by the wayside, then you can let us know that. But if you're not a child of God and you need to respond to the invitation of the Lord to obey the gospel and become a child of God, repent of your sins, do those things, why don't you let us know then, as together we stand and we sing, won't you come?